Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, depending on where you are in the present moment. It's Eric Castillo here with another episode of the Infinite Talks podcast. The following, you're going to hear a conversation between the Castillo brothers, Josh, Herman, Jeff, Rick, and I, as we're having a Sunday afternoon conversation on some current events, some current theories that we're going through. And it's a typical discussion that we have on a normal Sunday, but I decided to record it today. I wish there was more I could record, because we had some talks before I started to record, but for the most part, this is what I recorded. So enjoy the next few minutes of Castillo Talk with the Castillo brothers.
No, it's gonna be. Si tú nomás traes comida y tú no, tú vas a venir conmigo. ¿Sí me entiendes? You're gonna be in my command because I'm the one feeding you. So you have all these people and they don't have food. They're gonna work because they wanna eat. That's a strong también. You don't need fucking camels to move me to you and move you two guys to, hey, go help me. You need something to motivate them. To make him feel like, I need to go get that because I'm going to eat.
It was basic back in the day. Like, no era mucho que, pues, I'm doing it because of the bills.
Sí, they didn't think about, chingata, he empezado este pedo. Nomás, pues, ¿cómo lo muevo para allá? ¿Sabes qué? Vamos a moverlo. Y luego me dijo, no, pues, eso es easy, güey. Pero tampoco no hay history de trunks, right? Cortaban trunk, los ponen ahí, vas rolando la pierda hasta que nomás la tiras y se va rolando hasta allá.
¿La piedra?
La piedra. The rocks, the big rocks, de los...
Like stones.
You go, that's another way to move him. Just put chingo de thing, la vas moviendo, agarras el barrote, vas para allá y la vas puchando.
Yeah, I mean, rolling them, kind of like rolling.
Por eso te estoy diciendo, y luego, it doesn't make sense to get him up there. Y dije, well, entonces, maybe they just dig down. That makes better sense.
He's saying that's a good theory. That instead of the pyramids being built up, they actually dug down and then it makes it seem like they build it up, but it's actually, it was always in the ground. And they dug down and...
Sí, porque under the pyramids are still on underground land, underground trails.
Tú qué has ido para Egypt? What do you think about that theory?
I don't even think I wasn't too impressed by the pyramids.
That got mad. No, but see, because they're ancient.
You weren't impressed at all.
It was like, oh, I thought these rocks would be bigger.
So they're not that big. How big are the stones?
Like half of this car.
Oh, okay. They're like this, right?
Yeah.
No, how big are the pyramids?
The pyramids are fucking huge. Like,
that's impressive, right?
No,
they're like... No, but it seems like...
Doable.
See, you know...
So there's more lore created by humans than what it is?
I think we think ancient man like cavemen, but it's not true.
Es lo que te estoy diciendo. Like, right now...
Caveman was like...
Way before that.
That's what I'm saying.
But how big
we've been smart for a long time.
How big are the pyramids, though?
Huh?
How big are the pyramids?
How tall, like, is the size of, like, how tall would they be?
Like, how
could you see it from here? Like, if I was standing here, I could see it.
If we're right in front of it, where would you see, like,
not that big, man. Not like, as big as they see.
Like 100 feet?
Like 100 feet.
Like 5 stories of the house?
More?
Maybe like 8 stories.
You can climb it up de volada. Almost 10 minutes. Let's climb arriba.
They're all about the same size?
There's one that's bigger, the Giza.
And how big is that one? Like,
pues que there's trial. Es que no, tampoco no queda el este porque hay trial versions. So no queda el underground para abajo.
My conspiracy is that...
So they actually got the right one.
My conspiracy is that all the technology and the inventions were stolen by the British, by the English-spoken countries.
They stole the technology.
Yeah, so all the ideas that these people had, they're like, they discredit them by telling false narratives.
Okay. And it was easy.
They're like, oh, yeah, like, they don't know how to build pyramids. How would they do it? They don't have technology. Yes, they did.
They had that.
You make
it seem like they didn't so that people don't believe that.
I saw one. Mire, una que dieron que hicieron estos vatos. I forgot what it was, pero sí tenían technology. They even had time.
They had technology, yes. They had.
Nah. It wasn't technology like electric, but it's technology is considered something that a machine, right? You can move.
You can move stuff. So they discredit what they could do. Well, they didn't have that.
That's why the
they're just slaves. How do you know that?
No, that's why the
es puro control de, that's why of money
the,
and power.
The control narrative.
That's why the superhero movies are so crazy, way, right? Because I know like la the little thing que quieren agarrar que tiene chingue power, la cataract or I don't know what it's called. ¿Cómo se llama, Jeff? La que sale en la movie de Avengers.
What is it, bro?
The square que quieren que tiene la ultimate power. Ese jale.
Like the Rubik?
I have it at my house.
The lithium.
The real thing that.
Ah, but I like this. Like
that,
that's
escritorio.
What is it?
It's like the real
element.
One.
It's like another element that doesn't exist. It's created by other elements.
That's why there's wars going on that side because of Leo. That thing. That's the real meaning, según.
Leo, come on,
because
man.
Because they want to make this sure, like, who has that power.
Pa.
Thank you, bud.
What's up, Leo? What's up, Leo? Where's that?
Sí, pero sí me acuerdo. No, y te acuerdas que te estaba diciendo I had dreams before the COVID hit que yo estaba en la lake, que estaba en la lake en un train.
I had a nightmare last night. I got you.
Bro.
So bad.
Leo.
Guys, don't go to the street.
I had a nightmare that I was getting attacked by demons.
Uh-huh.
Right? And I ended up at a church. And I was asking God, like, to help me.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked over my shoulder, my left side. It was Jesus and the crucifix.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, put out your hand. So I put out my hand like this, my left hand. He's like, now put up your right hand. So I went like this, right? And the demons, I was able to stop the demons with my right hand, right? But as I was stopping the demons, my hand started getting crippled. And it crippled my hand.
Holy shit.
Did you Google it or no?
No, I didn't Google it.
Google it.
I woke up shook.
I was intense, bro.
I know, right?
That's intense. Crazy.
I didn't know you were going to cripple your hand.
No, dude. I had a crazy dream two nights ago. I had a dream that I don't know what the fuck I was doing, but there's a man, and he told me, hey, there's a little ghost right behind you. So I was like, okay. He's like, what is he doing? No, it's a little ghost. Like, look, check it out. So I turn around, and it's a little girl, dude. Like, she's dead. Like, you can tell, like, she looks like a dead, like, a corpse.
Corpse.
Maybe like this size, you know, like maybe like 3-4 years old, and she's trying to hug me. Like, oh, I'm like, let me show her some love, cause I can see. But I when he told me like there's a ghost, I kind of got shook. But then like, don't be afraid. So I look back and I was like, oh shit, this is kind of creepy as fuck. Isn't the little niña see
muerta,
wey. So I hug her and I give her. I tell her, no, but love, right? And I'm like, hey, pues peace, love. And then all of a sudden, like, I feel like chingos of energy coming towards me, bro. Kind of like the way you described that.
El mío está ahí, mamá.
And I started getting scared, güey. Like, a la madre. And then I fucking woke up, like, what the fuck was that, dude? That was crazy.
Yo, el dream que tuve, más recent que me acuerdo era, we were fighting off a tiger, güey. Like, a real tiger. It was
tiger
all of us.
A good omen,
Pero, sí, no, the dream was nasty porque we had... Siana, my little one, she was like on top of a little thing that we built, but para que no la agarraran. El tiger quería agarrar a Siana. That motherfucker just defeated all of us and took the child. Y me levanté. She took Siana away. Like she just took the tiger. And I woke up all scared. Like what the fuck just happened?
Era este, güey. ¿Cómo se llama ese?
Axel. Y luego. No, but it was a vicious, malicious. Character tiger, and then I googled it and it's just fuck, I forgot what it meant. It was just the stress of making sure your kids are all right and all that shit. That's what you're dreaming, because you're dreaming the tiger is your stress and or it's attacking you and attacking.
So it's like a personification of the stress that's behind.
Yeah, it's portraying your dreams. That's why I always Google it, because
you want to make sure that
I want to make sure not to porque. Sometimes you read what you're dreaming, and that's not it, right? But yeah. Once you read it, and okay,
it makes sense.
That makes sense.
Makes sense.
I'll accept that. That was, but you're when you're in a dream, you'll feel all tense, right? Like, man, like what the fuck? And the
by the way, this is on the podcast, you know.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Everything's on the podcast. Everything y'all say is on the podcast.
Can I say something?
Say something, bro. Something. One up me. One up me.
I don't want to one up you guys, but my dream was fucking crazy.
All right, dilo.
No,
he's not
the
neighbor,
yo.
No.
I need to have a dream, bro.
I had a crazy one, boy.
All right, dilo the dream.
My little dude had a dream.
You're recording it or no?
Yeah,
you can't record this one.
Panastic. All right, then, Josh, anything you want to say before? Nobody knows who you are. It's...
Bro, my voice?
PBD.
Le pones ahí un filter, Eric.
Ever since that day?
Yesterday.
No, that was...
Hey, Tom, last... Tom, pull up the stats. Pull up the stats. Siempre dice eso, pinche PBD.
We did a poll.
We did a poll. Trump.
80,000 votes.
I was scamming 1,000 people per hour. They thought they were buying insurance, but I was just collecting cash.
I did. So Patrick has become a millionaire. Yeah, they became a millionaire.
No, we were switching people's insurance 6 times a week. I was getting commission 6 times per
client.
Per client.
That's a lot of insurance. You know, that's a lot of money.
Hey, so Josh's theory about the pyramids. In that case, Josh.
The pyramids were...
chiseled?
Were chiseled.
Instead of building up, they dug down the ground and they built down.
That makes more sense.
That makes a lot of sense, bro. Yo, cuando dice, ahorita que me dice ese pedo, dije, wow, I've never thought of that. That's a good theory.
Yo eso me vino en un dream, por eso dije, a la madre, estos vatos hicieron dig para abajo. Ya fui a hablar con el libro, déjame
hablar con el libro. Yo me le pregunté al neighbor, ¿qué onda?
Es que el neighbor
está...
You don't get to see who he is, a la fence.
Sí.
Está a la fence, güey, tú eres como... Le dije esa misma reference, tú eres como el neighbor de Home Improvement.
La madre mira los ojillos, ¿o qué, güey?
No, I told him that, güey. Le dije, wait, I told him that, and then he said, you should have your own show, Pablo, porque el vato es hunter, y tiene, like, tiene su own ranch, cuando la hace rent out. Vino el next day, wey.
The next day, he's almost
there. Sí, like, le dije, no, también, wey, like, what do you need? Dijo, no, I'm in commercial, te mando unas pictures, mándame como que, so you can rent it out, right, the ranch. So se lo hice, ya, todo animado. Porque el vato tiene, yeah, he's already, he takes a lot of pills, wey, so he's not all there. But the persons that are not there sometimes tell you
the... What do you think about the pyramids, though? Being built down instead of built up.
I don't think there's evidence to support that.
What do you think? It's a good theory? No?
Not based on what's real.
Like, I think we all are bipolar.
It's just other things other people don't know.
Obekli what?
Obekli Tepe.
Why was it built down?
It wasn't built down. It was built in a similar fashion to where, like, they carve away the rock to reveal, like, whatever... stone carvings, I mean.
But Jeff says that it's very doable to build up because it's not big.
See,
so, you
know, especially it's limestone. It's
the idea of, like, that the
each stone weighs like 20 tons. What are you talking about?
20 tons? Well, Jeff said they're smaller than
but
that.
But you can still move it.
No, they're like the size of not that big. There's no way they're that big. Not even.
I mean, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Like, the whole narrative of how big they are, I think it's
over
a little bit like
hyped up, too much.
Overhyped up. And then the reality is that we don't really know if they actually had the technology. They probably did have the technology, but it was claimed by the Renaissance era. Oh, no, they didn't have no technology. We invented all this shit.
They control the narrative.
How do they say that they built them?
There's no theory.
There's
no
theory. Is that they put them on, like, boats and floated them down from where the fuck. And then
that there was a river or something like that, right?
Yeah, because the Nile was way closer before.
Yeah, no.
Before,
wait, go ahead. Go say that again.
The Nile River was way closer to the pyramids, like, thousands of years ago. Thousands of years ago. And they supposedly transferred them by boat, but there's no boats that are, like, anywhere to, like, indicate that. But that's, like, the predominant theory, or, like, having Jesus' slaves pull them and, like, pouring, like, sand so that we can slide easier.
That's, oh,
like,
okay. Another theory. That's a good theory, too.
Well, what was the best theory?
I don't know if it's the best theory, but the most prominent or mainstream one is, like, they floated the blocks down with boats because the Nile was closer to where the pyramids are right now. And then they had some slaves, like, drag them by pouring, like, sand out and then having it slide over the sand.
They would use water to, like...
Or, like, logs.
No, but they were using water to make the sand, like, slippery, something like that. So there's people in front of the rock, like, throwing water as it's...
But you think that's still the narrative that they want us to know?
Yes. Like, they don't want to try to change that at all.
So
I haven't looked into any of the conspiracies, to be honest.
No, I know, but, like, the what you're saying earlier is that maybe there was the technology.
I think that there's technology
to build that, but they're saying that they found out, like, no digas nada, güey, como... Just don't say that they had the technology. Let's just say that they, this is how they fucking did it.
All right, face this way, guys.
Con el cafecito, yo también quiero un cafecito.
The Bears. Can you say Shot City? Grid City? Grid City. How was your race, bro?
Guru
Cats?
It's hard. I don't know. Like, I was just like, no, pues. I'm not saying. Es que an UFO is an unidentified flying object, right? So that's a UFO for sure. Lo que no sé es que si. I don't think it's. I think it's just extraterrestrial. Because it was hidden in plain sight. Like, it was camouflaged. It was just camouflaged. That's why I was like, este jale parece muy. Like, it doesn't even make sense. It still doesn't make sense. I'm waiting for them to come back and pick me up or something. I don't like that. Chica me culo.
Estaba comiendo por eso.
Están yo salido, amanecí todo sangreado. No, porque they, so chingo de los sightings, they abduct you and they do tests on you, no?
Experiments.
¿Es eso todo chamarri?
¿Eh? La otra es que la era Joe Rogan. Hey, Joe, I saw this.
Ahí está.
That's why I was like, damn, I wish I had gotten it in badass video. There's no one video that you can say, oh, shit, that is a... Like, even my video, you can see it, but...
It's really hard to tell.
It's really hard to tell. And that's,
como dijo Jeff, you need to lock the exposure. I didn't know that.
But. No, but me neither, and I wasn't even thinking to do
it. You're not going to start trying to focus on the sky. You can't focus on the sky. Where there's nothing to focus on.
Yeah. It's trying to capture light the whole time, and it, so that's why it's going like this. So if you lock it...
Lock
it's just,
it, then yeah, you can zoom in now.
Next time.
Yeah. See, I, pues it was a el video que me mandó le duró 27 it was a minute sighting, a whole minute since I started seeing it, and then I told Elia, it was 30 seconds later, I told Elia, I should have told her from the beginning. Yeah, grab ese pinche, no más que I thought it was a balloon, güey, dije, ah, es un balloon.
Sí, pero no estás pensando, balloon, you're not thinking, güey, no estás pensando como que va a haber un pinche UFO.
Así como los birds.
It was super high, no?
No, it was.
But at the end, when it took off at the end.
No, it took. Yeah, it took off straight.
Oh, pa ya.
Pa ya, like, was into the sky.
The earth.
Yeah, it took off that way. Like, you could tell it went into, like, warp speed.
Me falta Monchi Demian,
¿verdad? Entonces, ¿de dónde aquí? Me falta
Monchi Demian. It doesn't make sense. That, like,
oh, yeah.
What it doesn't make sense is me of all people seeing it, because I'm super detailed whatever I see, whatever I'm writing. So I was like,
come on, I need to write this. And maybe it was meant for me to write this.
See, no, it was meant like is nobody else paying attention or what's going on? I even thought that, like, nobody's mire que venían 2 cars atrás de mí, dije, hopefully these guys recorded.
Nobody posted
it. Nah, it was 1 minute, wait, you gotta. People were more like, no miran para arriba.
But if you saw it, maybe somebody else saw it.
Somebody had to see it. Pero es que no, güey, yo como hago delivery, güey, voy en la calle, todos están así, güey.
Nobody's looking up.
Nobody's looking up. So that's why I was like, no, it's now.
Probably nobody saw it.
Yeah.
The chance of somebody seeing it in this era is that very slim to none, because nobody's really paying attention to it.
Nobody's paying attention to the role.
Almost everybody's on the damn phone.
Sí, yo siempre, because I'm always Ubering, y estoy viendo, y yo tengo mi phone aquí, en el dashboard, y nomás estoy viendo, y no.
Some people never even look at you, no?
No, me no.
The ones you give a ride to, they're like on their phone.
Sí, no te dicen nada, like, some people do talk, pero prefiero que no, pero, al otro día una señora me estaba hablando de, fui a recoger una señora aquí, me estaba hablando de, I think she had a stroke or something,
oh, okay.
Pero she was...
Recovering away.
She was already good. And it's just weird because the lady was, she never stopped talking. She just, the whole way she was talking. She was an old lady. She was probably like 60. Let's grow.
And no, puras girls. No, there's no guys at the party. It's just all hot girls. Puras beautiful women. And he's like hanging out, just waiting for the guys to show up, waiting for P. Diddy to show up. Nobody shows up. Finally, he starts looking for a restroom, and he goes downstairs, and all the guys are there in robes, like caressing each other.
Ooh.
And he's like shook. He's like, could not unsee that. So he would invite girls to pretend that there was girls at his party.
No, I'm in the front.
Yeah, to say that there was girls at the party.
Oh, that's the guy who's como he was like a security or some shit for him.
No, he was this guy's
assistant.
He's the guy that has that champagne bottle. The ship is, he's a famous guy. Fat Jewish. They call him the Fat Jewish.
Oh, okay. Oh, so it's a legit source.
Yeah, yeah.
Like he wouldn't fucking just put it out there. Yeah.
And then 50 Cent also was saying that.
He kind of knew, right? 50 Cent already
was telling people like on a radio station that P. Diddy likes men and stuff like that. And people were laughing. They thought he was playing, but he was the whole time he was serious.
Nah, man,
everybody was laughing.
I'm for real.
In
the Breakfast Club, no?
I've been trying to tell you he's kind of fruity.
But he wanted to take him out to buy clothes, remember? Kelly, I'm gonna take you out and buy your clothes. I'm a rich man. Like, I can buy my own clothes. I don't know why this man wants to buy my clothes.
Pinche Diddy le dijo 50 Cent.
That's 50 Cent's mouth, bro. Like,
that's crazy, yeah, man.
Que no, he's a Fabulous. Fabulous, you know Fabulous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Nice car, right?
The rapper by Fabulous.
He
said que estaba en una fiesta con él y...
¿Qué
y pues se comenzó a poner un poco raro en Pit Diddy. Y dijo, voy al baño. Se escapó como Aldo, güey.
Pit Diddy. No, Fabulous.
Fabulous escapó.
Yeah.
Y luego, the next day, estaban en una station, en radio station.
Y
lo dice Pit Diddy, hey, when are we going to celebrate your birthday, man? I want to celebrate with you.
And then
Fabulous está como, like, I'm just going to be with my family, man. Y luego que ya el few days later era su birthday y que un pastel grande
libertad, güey,
un pastel
chingón y salió Pit Diddy dentro todo encuerado.
No, en la casa de Pit Diddy, güey.
No, en la casa de Fabulous.
Oh, hell no.
You
haven't heard the Fabulous story?
Oh, Lord.
It's like, gotcha, güey. So Pit Diddy was hitting on him on radio, like on the interview. Okay, when were you celebrate your birthday together? So, we gotta celebrate your birthday.
But I am Bill, huh? Did he?
Did he look like he was drunk?
Like he was okay.
Drunk. He was wearing glasses and a hat like this.
He's kind of all fucked up.
Yeah, and like, hey, when we celebrate together? Me and you gotta celebrate together, man. Your birthday, yada, yada, yada. Family's like, no, I'm gonna celebrate my family, man. I don't really want to do much. Like, he was all like shy in the interview. And then, like, a few days later, that's his birthday. He said, yeah, I'm pinche big ass cake. He says, sale del cake, did he, wey?
Encuerao, encuerao,
encuerao.
No,
that's horrible, bro.
No, supposedly, this guy owns the rights of Fabulous, P. Diddy.
He owns the rights of a lot of guys.
That's what he was doing. He would sign the rapper and then take advantage of him.
So you know,
you want to have a hit? You're about to get hit.
You want to have hits? Dang, you got to get hit in the tits. I don't got no. Nah, I'm gonna make you go. I'm gonna make you have some.
Oh, man.
Alright.
That's a little demon.
Pinche. That ain't fail, Sato.
Oh, yeah, you should do it. Maybe.
Entonces se puso la hand.
Oh, man, we literally saw the aliens on the border.
As a sign for you to bring it back. I don't have the camera to stream live anymore.
You don't?
I don't know where the fuck it is. I can't find it.
Just do it with the phone.
This is right here where we saw it.
This is the alien on the border sighting right here.
Yeah.
That's why he wrote that, like the name of the,
hey,
the
podcast. Look at like those set up next to the river.
Oh, so this is a third. Yes, right? So
like an evening one.
This
like
was last week when I was talking to my neighbor. Tan comadre las conversations in my neighbor, right? I was like, so what do you think, Pablo? The aliens exist or not? Like, yeah, but they're on the ground. What do you mean on the ground? Like, yeah, like, oh, why do you think they have their big eyes? Because they need to see the, underneath. There's no light, right? So they have to, transform into how the environment is down there.
Man, you and your neighbor gotta have a podcast.
You know, me quedé como that. That makes sense.
The neighbors no podcast. Why
neighbors on the border.
Neighbors on the border podcast.
Me said, why do you think they don't have hair? Because underneath it's hot. Like,
that's good. That actually makes sense.
Well, it does make sense, bro, because we evolved, right? And he said, no, but that's why en luego los vatos salen debajo de la tierra.
Por eso parecen worms.
Por eso nunca los hallamos, because we're looking in the sky and they're actually underneath the dirt.
That's why they look like worms?
Yeah. That's what he's telling me, right? That I'm not telling you my opinion. ¿Te quemaste? ¿Es para mí?
It's okay.
No,
oh, no.
It's okay, now they're cream.
Put some water in it.
Échale todos creamer, mejor, güey.
Ma,
ya
sé, ma. Ya sé.
Ya
fui
tres veces yo.
I gotta have my. I'll take one, ma.
I have my, all my employees like waiting on me.
Te mando el original video para que lo hagas zoom en tu computer, güey.
Sí, güey.
Ahí dice, mi computer se mira, güey. I can see it. Entonces te lo mando. Te lo hago share.
I have chicken with a brisket at the house. I might cook out tomorrow.
Te lo mando.
Tomorrow?
Sí, Josh. Josh, dime.
¿Cómo se dice? Te lo hago share.
You gotta take another one. Josh isn't here.
Picture.
Oh,
well,
it's an original.
El original. Porque ese ahí mándalo.
Oh, it's
June. Turn
it
up.
Let me do this because I got the pump earlier. Can
I get everything? I just joined Gold's way.
I've been playing basketball. Jeff, accept.
I've been playing basketball.
I've been doing the...
Hey,
wait. My shot doesn't make it, bro.
Hey, wait. This is the pinche white man can't jump, bro.
Oh, okay, got it.
¿Te lo traes, no? No. Como quiera. Oh. I was going to say... Gold's?
The barbell?
Yeah.
I can poke somebody's eye out and shit.
No, no, this one.
I got like a fucking
120.
120?
Oh, like you're gonna get injured, man.
Nah. Well, picking him up, okay.
He's young.
What do you all say?
120, like shoulder strong.
Push. Yeah, but if you like to pick it up and to put it, like, that's
yeah. What
you're
gonna do. I've been doing this. So puro 5 minutes little workout.
Body weight or what?
It's just puro pinche body.